Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, you beautiful BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is May 24th, 2021. We have all the best technology news that was happening over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Lossless audio or no lossless audio? That has been the question on many a minds for the HomePod and even the HomePod Mini. Now, yes, we've got confirmation already about the Apple TV 4K. Yeah, it won't be playing any high-res lossless, at least at launch. However, though, it seems that your old HomePod and the HomePod Mini, those will support lossless audio, though not currently. So, as you probably guessed, the devices, yes, will be getting an update. Pretty good news, especially if you got one of the older HomePods. The bad news, however, though, Apple's not giving us any timetable on when they're going to be pushing out that software update. We have already heard that lossless audio for Apple Music is supposed to be coming next month. So one would hope, or at least anticipate, that the software update would be heading around then too. In the meantime, however, though, if you really want to take advantage of high lossless audio from Apple when it does come next month, you best be on the lookout for a DAC. Even in AppWords, they say in most cases, the high-res lossless tier will require external devices like a USB DAC. Well, we've got some kind of hacker news, and it actually affects 4.5 million passengers that just happened to board Air India for the past 10 years. This is according to the Times of India. They've reported that a breach has compromised 4.5 million passengers' data that was registered in their system provider. This would be between August of 2011 and all the way up to February, yes, of this year. So what did the intruders get? Well, they had access to names, contact info, tickets, and frequent flyer info. One thing they say, or at least according to Air India, that they didn't get, they couldn't obtain passwords. One thing of concern, though, they had access to credit card info. But again, Air India downplaying this a bit, saying they were limited because of the CVV or the CVC, you know, those numbers on the back of the card. Yeah, those weren't there. Unfortunately, as of right now, we don't know who did the breach, but we're told it ain't just Air India either. We might be hearing over the next few days of a lot of other airlines that have suffered the same fate. We shall see. Finally, what do pizza and bitcoins got in common? Well, you think at the top of your head, well, they're both round. That's it, right? Well, for Papa John's, it goes beyond that. Now, just in case you didn't know this, there's actually a Bitcoin Pizza Day. Apparently, this is all coined from Papa John's, and as you probably guessed, this is probably just one big advertisement. And pretty much free advertising because all media agencies are picking up on it on a Monday. Yep, BTN News is one of them. Well, in any case, they're giving away 10,000 slices to commemorate the day. Now, why do you ask? Well, apparently, Papa John's is giving away these slices of pizza to commemorate the 10,000 bitcoins that were actually paid for two slices of pizza way back in 2010. Yeah, this actually happened. I wasn't aware of it either. According to the senior vice president of Papa John's, celebrating National Bitcoin Pizza Day felt like a natural extension of Papa John's historical tie to the Bitcoin story. Ah, yeah, it also sounds like free advertising too, which again, we fell into. He went on to say it's great for consumer brands to show they're aware of trends and emerging technologies, and they're happy that Papa John's just happened to be at the forefront of it. Strangely enough though, can't find any info right now, I'm not saying it's not there, I just can't find it, that you can actually go into Papa John's right now and pay for pizza with Bitcoins. There would be a way to commemorate it, wouldn't it? Now, nonetheless, though, at least 10,000 lucky people out there are going to get a slice to get them through a Monday. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The BTN News Show. Yes, we still need your help so we can stay on the air. If you love what we do day in and day out, we need your support now. Honestly, we are literally just a few weeks away from going off the air permanently. So if you love what we do and you want to keep us on the air, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. You can make a reoccurring donation over there or a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. And thank you everyone out there supporting us right now. We truly, really appreciate it. You, of course, can find British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech and come by our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We, of course, will get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.